Let's talk about your love for Chicago for a minute. You've just fallen in love with our city, haven't you?
I do love it. I've loved it for a long, long time. But I made a couple of films there. But aside from that, I just like the city and its people. I have much of my adult life. You know, just something about it. It's in many ways, it's the best of America. You know, New York City's great for what it's about. It's more diverse culturally, and you know, has more European influence. And LA's was once a good city. I don't know whatever happened to it. But Chicago is just—it's right in the center.
Yeah, you know? I know you're involved with the mayors. I think both of them were for environmental and green issues.
Yeah,
and then you made the documentary that really dug into Chicago. I mean, your commitment is really deal.
That was my affection for Chicago. I think that's what that was about.
We need you to come back and do another documentary to look at some of our other problems that we've got going on now.
Well, we all have problems.
So in Pete's Dragon, some of the scenes where you're doing woodworking and this very rustic life that we see that you're in, I'm wondering how close that is to how you may live now.
It's pretty close.
In certain places, is it really? It's pretty rustic.
Yeah, I'm not a wood carver, but I used to like to mess around with wood and so forth and rock and just play with that, like sculpting. The fact that it's in what was appealing to me is that it's right on the edge of a very rural situation, which had a lot of mystery in it. You know, the forest. A lot of people don't know what's in the forest and are afraid to go in because they don't know. My character is a character that feels like he does know. He tells stories about it that no one believes, but they like to hear it anyway. He's a really good character.
It's a great character. The fantasy aspect of this, of, you know, whether you were a kid that had an encounter with the dragon at one point, or,
oh, don't I wish,
you know, a guy just telling tall tales, as we, you know, we do to kids every once in a while. It's
like
really kind of lovely, really.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of lovely. So much that's implied is so lovely.
Yeah, I think so. And I think tall tales are not a bad thing when you're a kid, you know, because you're little and you see the world differently, and you're looking for an opening that tells you what's a bigger world that's out there. And I think stories for children gave you that, you know, fantasy stories, fairy tales, and so forth. It meant a lot to me when I was a kid because I grew up in a very tight, small, working-class neighborhood where there wasn't much available entertainment-wise. So the radio meant a lot, and you hear these stories. Or you go to the library, and you go in and read these stories about a life larger than yours. And it gave you some kind of hope. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, really engage the imagination, I guess. That's a little bit of what this did. It really engages your imagination in a way films
don't very
much anymore. That's very true. It was Bryce Dallas Howard who said in an interview that, you know, working with Robert Redford was a little awe-struck to her in the beginning. And she said that you wound up being the coolest guy and also a badass at the same time, which I think is kind of a great... Who wouldn't want that as a description of himself?
It depends what badass means to some people.
What do you think? How would you describe
badass
yourself?
Badass is right. I can live with that one.
Yeah.
That goes all the way back to childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Like mischievous, you mean? Or
in trouble, in and out of trouble. Fortunately, I survived it, but I mean, yeah. Did some things I'm not proud of.
Yeah.
But they were sure fun.
Yeah, maybe that's what makes you the coolest guy in the world.
I don't know about cool.
Yeah. We're reading so much that you and Jane Fonda are going to be working on a project again together. Is that correct?
If she can slow down enough to do it, yeah. Yeah, I love Jane. We've done films. We started actually in 1965, a film called The Chase that Arthur Penn directed. And then after that, it was Barefoot in the Park. And then 10 years after that, it was The Electric Horseman. So if you cover about 40 years' time, she and I have made films over that time together. And it's always been a pleasure for me, you know, to work with her.